Blog Talk Radio.
Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is It's a Wrap Wednesday. We are all about wrapping up some of the best stuff with your life in film and television and movies and business. Now, today we have a wonderful special guest, a very special lady called Miss Angela Gibson Shaw. She is the president of the Los Angeles Greater African American Chamber of Commerce. This is a special lady, you all. This is somebody you need to talk to, somebody you need to be getting to know seriously, especially you all for Women's History Month. She has an amazing track record. She has 35 years of experience in veteran affairs, in small business outreach, community outreach, and public relations. She's committed to the empowerment of small minority and women businesses and veteran-owned businesses, leading the job creation in communities of colors. She is, of course, married to the amazing Mr. Frederick Shaw, Reverend Frederick Shaw, Junior Public Affairs Director, of Citizens Commission for Human Rights, our regular commentary here every Wednesday. Also, as a member of the African American, the Greater Los Angeles African American Chamber of Commerce, Ms. Gibson is past chair of the Women's Public Policy Institute, an organization dedicated to grooming African American women for Los Angeles leadership positions. Thank you, Ms. Shaw. Thank you so much for having the time to come on to the show today. Thank you so much.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yes, good morning, good morning. This is a vital time, especially this Women's History Month. We have such history-making events to go on, and I am so happy to be a part of that movement, so happy you are one of the forefront leaders of the movement. We have our new Vice President, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. We have so many new women in leadership. So just tell us a little bit about what you're doing now with this current change in the community for Women's History Month and as a whole throughout the year.
Okay, thank you again. Again, thank you for having me during Women's History Month. And also today is Equal Pay Day. And so, again,
yes,
that's the day that we've been created to set aside the inequities in pay that women face across all spectrums, corporate, entertainment, sports. And so, again, we just want to take a moment and bring light to that. And that's one of the things we continue to do at the Greater Los Angeles African American Chamber of Commerce is advocate for equal pay for African American businesses and African American women-owned businesses. And so the Greater Los Angeles African American Chamber of Commerce, better known as GLAC, is dedicated to the growth and development of Black-owned businesses in the Greater Los Angeles community. And at GLAC, we focus on four pillars there. We are dedicated to the growth and development of our businesses. We provide access and entry to opportunities. We provide technical assistance education. We create wonderful networking environments, and we also advocate in public policy arenas to make it easier for businesses of color to do businesses at the local, state, and federal level. One of the programs that I'm proud of at GLAC is our Women in the C-Suite, and it's a program that we've created, a conference that we hold annually, and it's designed to create a safe space and help build self-confidence and opportunities among Black women business owners. Our program focuses on women's leadership, and we bring in subject matter experts to talk about the challenges, obstacles, and successes of what it takes to occupy the corner C-suite. And if that could be the C-suite, the corner office in corporate America, that could be the corner office of you being a CEO in a business, that could just be you wanting to be a better woman to serve your community and your family. And so we bring together lots of badass women together to talk to our attendees about how to be empowered to succeed. We talk about mentorship, valuable skills. We surround ourselves with lots of great women that we can pour into, that can pour into us. We offer an opportunity to kind of stop and just kind of take self-introspective of our skills, our goals, and our desires. And we really just want to, you know, wrap our arms around our sisterhood in the Los Angeles area. And I guess now that we're going to be having it virtual, we'll be able to have an even wider reach. So that's one of the things that we're doing at GLAC. I'm also glad that you mentioned LAWPI. That's the Los Angeles African American Women's Public Policy Institute. And I had the opportunity to chair that organization for several years. It was founded in 2002. And it's a nonprofit that's dedicated to the grooming and development of Black women that want to run for elective office. That's their primary mission. But it's kind of like providing a pipeline for Black women to assume leaderships at all levels of government and public affairs. They also groom you to be a commissioner, an elected official, a better board member, community activist, corporate person, and other leadership positions. And so that's a 10-week course that's held on the campus at USC from January to May, June, I believe it is. And they have an opportunity to hear from all of the elected officials, from campaign managers, campaign treasurers, poll takers, community activists. And so today we've got our alum that are all across the board in leadership positions. Many of them have gone on to run for office. Many of them, at every Black elected official in the city of Los Angeles, there's a LAWPI alum. So that's another great place to seek if you're interested in elective office or being of service. And so what I'm really describing are, I guess, what I call tribes. And I think it's so important that if you want to reach your goals, if you don't want to go alone, you need the support, you need the mentorship that you find your tribe. And so that's what GLAC is for a lot of the Black businesses in the L.A. area.
Yes, yes. That is amazing. Right now, so many things have been brought to the surface, how Black businesses weren't supported, how women got the least of funding. I know this personally as a Black business owner for 7 years. My goodness, the things that we have to go through as women in getting receiving funding in our health care with no help whatsoever is beyond. So as we get the education for this with GLAC, I want to know how we can join and how we can give back to the communities when we finally get the help that we need, because I feel like it's our duty, our job to reach out and reach back into the communities in order for it to grow. And I know GLAC is a great proponent of that. And what would you suggest for women when they join and how to join GLAC with the community?
Okay, so let's start with how to join GLAC. So I guess let me give you our website, and it's and it's kind of following the letters of the Greater Los Angeles African American Chamber of Commerce. So that's GLAAACC.org. See, that's GLAC, Greater Los Angeles African American Chamber of Commerce.org. You can also call our office at 323-292-1297. And they can send you an application for membership, which is a very nominal investment. And once you are a member, you have an opportunity to be profiled on our network to get your word out. You also receive a roster or directory of our members and other friends and associates and sponsors that you can reach out to. Then you can also join our special classes that we have. Our technical assistance classes are really phenomenal. We teach things about back office support, marketing and advertising, social media. We talk about mentoring. We teach and provide matchmaking classes, have an opportunity for you to meet the primes and the utilities and those folks in the procurement and contracting space. We also take you through a class on certification, and we also are creating a new class on digital skilling. That's going to be so important now as post-COVID, as America reopens, and it's part of a national American Rescue Plan, too. We're going to have to learn, especially black businesses are going to have to become much more familiar and much more educated on technology. You know, you see things now, the contactless payments. When people come into your store, if that's the business that you're in, they're going to want to swipe and go. People are kind of leery of even handling cash and coins nowadays. The other way that you're going to need to be connected is through your website. Your website now, as an entrepreneur, has got to be very robust. Can't just be flat. Customers are going to want to go onto your website and see what they can buy. They're going to want to be able to quickly buy online. And so you're going to have all of that support and have that technology connected and ready to rock and roll. And it actually gives you a greater opportunity to compete without anybody knowing where you are or who you are. So we also give a lot of classes on access to capital and other financial products. Because what we found at GLAC is while the entrepreneurs are great at their widget, whatever it is that they sell or make, we need to shore up our basic fundamentals. And that became very apparent during as soon as the COVID hit and everyone was going to get those PPP loans. We found out through studies that they didn't have relationships with banks, that they did not qualify for loans, and there was just a whole host of reasons that we were turned down. And so we now also further know that that is the result of some systemic racist practices that have been put in place. And so one of the things that GLAC is doing on the public policy side is advocating at these places and where procurement and contracting opportunities are to make it easier for African-American and businesses of color to do business, because some systemic practices have been put in place that kind of keep us out. So we know that our education, you've got to, you know, get your back office together, get your, you know, your all of your fundamentals and get a grip on your business fundamentals so that we can make a dent in all the things that are affecting the black community. It hits us in terms of healthcare, employment, education, and politics, food insecurity, connectivity, homelessness, gentrification, digital skilling. And then once you have made it, you're right, LaShonda, we do need to reach back and support those that are coming up behind us. And so that's a great opportunity to be a mentor. As a matter of fact, GLAC has an education fund and foundation where we provide mentorship and scholarships to inner city high school students that are going on to college. And so that would be a great place to come and start and provide some support and assistance in that place. And another reason we want to make sure that we are ready for this post-COVID, whatever this looks like, whatever the new normal looks like, you want to be ready. But also Los Angeles is being groomed and getting ready to be the sports and entertainment capital of the world. As you know, recently built SoFi Stadium. We're also getting ready to build the Inglewood Basketball Entertainment Center, as well as the Super Bowl is in 2022, and the Olympics are in 2028, and there are many more other national sports games that are taking place. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is going to be here in July of 2022, and there will be lots and lots of opportunities for contracting and selling with all the sports agencies and entertainment, and then just the tourism itself. And so, again, I just want to make sure that we are able to provide women and men and all black-owned businesses with the skills that they need to be able to effectively compete in the L.A. area.
That is amazing. Here, Cleopatra Memphis Studios, we are so happy to have you on because this is a part of Education for the Arts. We make sure that we help minorities, especially women, start their businesses in entertainment. And we have some businesses that we started already. We started some production companies. We started some graphic design companies and so forth and so on. And this is all minority owned. So this is
great.
Something great we have to continue to do, people. And if you're out there and you're under the sound of our voice and you're listening, this is where you can do it. If you're wherever you are, Suriname, Guyana, South Africa, the Netherlands, we have people listening from all over. Understand there is a way for you. If there is a way in for you to get an avenue to education, remember, we are here for you. Whether you want to start tomorrow or you want to start today, you want to contact GLAC and you want to, if you're business owners, if you've already started, please, please volunteer, give your time, and give back to the community. But this is what we do. This is why we're here, because we know the disparities that are in the minority community when it comes to the entertainment field. And thank goodness we're having change, and people are able to be have a seat at the table. And this is one place you can start, with Mrs. Shaw at GLAC. So please, please, please join, volunteer if you're already in business, and be a part of the give back, be a part of the come up, be a part of the glow up, as they say, as we produce something special and beautiful. And I just want to say thank you again so much for being here. If I can do anything to give back, I was blessed to be able to obtain some education for the Harvard Business School. So if I can give back in any kind of way, I will in this organization. So thank you so much for coming on and being a part
Thanks
of this.
Thanks for having me.
This has been wonderful. And as we always say here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios, we want you to simply do what? What, people? We want you to simply do what? And that is be great.
So true.